Bristle had learned that on the day she stopped being afraid of her own spines. She'd grown up in a family of thistlecombers who brushed the burrs and seeds out of sheep's wool with stiff wire combs. Small Bristle hated it. She pressed too hard, dug in, and left the wool torn and the sheep grumpy. Her grandmother watched her fight the wool one afternoon and finally caught her paw. "You're pressing like you want to reach the skin," she said. "But the burrs aren't on the skin. They're on top." She loosened the comb in Bristle's grip until it was barely held. "Now go light. So light you almost miss. Just skim the surface and let the comb catch only what's raised." Bristle skimmed. The comb glided, snagged only the burrs, and left the wool whole. The sheep sighed and leaned into it, and Bristle felt something loosen in her chest. She'd been trying so hard, pressing so deep, when the whole job lived in the lightest possible touch on the very top. "Less pressure, more truth," her grandmother said. "The raised things want to be found. You only have to brush by." Bristle never forgot the feeling of that first weightless, perfect drag. She came to Craftforge because a place full of tiny textures needed someone who wouldn't drown them. Iris, the mentor, met her at the door and asked a single question. "What is dry brushing?" Bristle didn't answer in words. She took a plain gray mini of a stone wall, every carved brick flat and lifeless, loaded a brush, wiped it nearly clean, and skimmed pale paint across the wall in a few quick glancing passes. The tops of every brick caught the light. The mortar lines between stayed dark. The flat wall lapped into rough, sunlit stone. Iris tilted it toward the window. "You barely had any paint on the brush," she said. "That's the whole secret," said Bristle. "A full brush fills everything and hides the texture. An almost dry brush only kisses the high points, and suddenly you can see every edge the carver made. I take the paint away, then let what's left find the raised parts on its own." She nodded at the glinting wall. "Light hits the tops of real things, so that's the only place I paint." Iris studied the little sunlit wall for a long moment. "You belong here," she said. Bristle's corner filled up with kits who all made the same mistake. Too much. A squirrel kit stomped in with a mini of a shaggy wolf, its carved fur completely lost under a thick, gloppy coat of paint. "I painted every single strand," he said, miserable, "and now it just looks like a gray potato with legs." "Because you filled the valleys," Bristle said gently. "Fur is all tiny ridges. You drowned them." She handed him a lighter gray, then a rag. "Load your brush. Now wipe it. No, more. Keep wiping until you're sure there's nothing left. Trust me." He wiped until the brush looked dry. "This can't do anything." "Drag it across the fur. Light. Fast. Don't press." He skimmed, wincing, and gasped. Wherever the carved fur stood up, the faint paint caught it, strand by strand by strand. The potato became a wolf with a rough, layered, wind-blown coat, each hair picked out in pale light. "I did less, and it did more," he said, stunned. "There it is," Bristle's eyes shone. "You can't force texture in by pressing harder. You coax it out by touching lighter. The carver already put the fur there. My job, your job, is just to brush by with almost nothing and let it catch." She tapped the wolf's glinting coat. "Empty brush, light hand, and the tops do the rest." The squirrel kit dragged it once more, even lighter, and laughed out loud. Later, when the corner had emptied, the squirrel kit lingered at the door, the wolf cradled in his paws. "It feels backward," he said. "The harder I try, the worse it gets. The less I do, the better. Doesn't that ever mess with your head?" Bristle thought about the torn wool and the sighing sheep, and her grandmother loosening her grip. "It used to," she admitted. "When you spend your whole life being told to try harder, an almost empty brush feels like cheating." She dragged her dry brush across her own palm. So light it made no mark. and smiled. But then it works, and this warm, unclenched calm just spreads right through my chest. The relief of finally putting down all that pressing and straining, and finding out the gentlest touch was enough the whole time. She set the wolf in the sun. Not everything needs more of you. Some things only need the lightest, kindest brush by, and the courage to trust that it's plenty. The squirrel kid's shoulders came down, and he brushed his wolf one last feather-light time, and looked, for a moment, completely at peace.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Bristol. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.